Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Tony is a world-renowned psychic medium. She has had the gift of being a psychic medium and channel her entire life. Tony hosts two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and Psychic Medium Tony G. She is also the author of 5 books. Being a healer and a hypnotist as well, it is her purpose and her passion to help you in every way she can. Phone lines are open now. Call in 858-365-5593 and let Tony answer your questions about life, love, finances, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. Enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to Messages from Above. This is Toni Green and I am honored and grateful to be here doing this show with you today. So as always, I'm just going to give a few announcements in the beginning and then I'll be taking your calls. First and foremost, I'm here every single Monday at noon Central Time. And the show goes for 30 minutes. If you have a question, I'm happy to answer that question. If you have a connection, I'm happy to help you as much as I can with that connection. A few side notes. I also have a TV show, Psychic Medium Tony G, which typically records the second Tuesday of the month. Now, if you want to be a part of that show, it's listed on Blog Talk Radio. And for any changes to that show or to get notifications of this show or that show, just follow me and you'll be notified whenever they're coming up and you can call in and get your questions answered. And I think for today, that is all of the in-house messages that I want to give. Now, I'm going to go directly to callers, and I want you to know when you get on the line, just let me know where you're calling from and your first name, and then your question or connection. There's always quite a few people waiting to get through, and some people have been trying to get through for months, and the trick is I received an email saying, you know, I call in all the time, and I never get through, and I hear other people getting through, you know, and they've gotten through a couple of times. The trick is the phone line opens at 12:45 Central Time, 15 minutes before the show. And those of you who are my loyal listeners know, you absolutely know, like at 1:45, I see that phone line light up with my people who know that you have 15 minutes before the show to call in. And those, I go in the order that calls come in. So please take note of that. And if you want to be one of the first callers in, you have to make that call 15 minutes prior to the show starting. And then just put your phone on speaker and go do what you need to do. But I need to let you know that once I call your area code, please put the phone to your mouth, take it off of speaker, put it to your mouth, just so that I can hear you clearly and it's a clear connection for the station. Okay, I'm going to go to the very first caller, and the very first caller is 561. Hello, 561, how are you today?
Good morning. Thank you so much for taking my call. Just wanted to know what you see coming up, a career, love, whatever you pick up.
Okay, so are you a first-time listener?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Perfect. Thank you so much for listening. So I don't give general readings. If you want a general full-on reading about career, love, finances, you can book a session for that. But what I do on this show, which is awesome for everybody who listens, I take one specific question, whatever question you want to ask, but a specific question, and then or a specific connection. And the reason I do that is because the lines are full. There's like so many people waiting after you, and it's kind of fair to try to do it that way rather than just giving you everything and then other people are waiting.
Oh, okay.
So what's your one specific question that you have for the day?
What do you see career? When do you see stuff, you know, a new career coming, job?
Okay. Give me a second here. Okay, so it's been a little bit challenging for you. Everything feels a little bit mucky or like you've been stuck in quicksand. Like, and if I am not getting this correct, please correct me. But what I'm seeing right now and what I'm hearing is it's been mucky, like you're in mud, or you feel like you can't get any headway or move forward in a couple of areas of your life. So the first thing I'm going to do for you and anybody who is listening, I'm going to test that you are stuck. I get a definite yes on that. So we're going to start clearing that being stuck, because that's the worst, okay? That's the worst feeling, like nothing's going the way or falling through the way it should. You're not just getting that forward momentum that you want. Now, I'm going to tell you over the next month, you're going to have some false positives. You're going to think some things are coming through that they're not. Don't worry. It's not about just getting something. It's about getting the right something. In a month and a half, between the 4 and 6 week mark, and that doesn't mean stop trying. That doesn't mean ignore everything until then. Keep going, because something you send out today might take 6 weeks or 4 weeks or 5 weeks to come through. Between the 4 and 6 week mark, you're going to hear phenomenal news about work. Now, that's the quote I'm getting. They're not being very explicit or detail-oriented about this phenomenal news with work, but I'm going to tell you it might be as soon as the 3 week mark, but I feel more strongly toward the 4 week mark and the 6 week mark. Between the 4 and 6 week mark, I very rarely get to use this word, so I'm so excited. You have no idea how excited I am for you that they are using the word phenomenal. I mean, phenomenal is a very rare word that they use. So between the 4 and 6 week mark, you are going to get phenomenal news regarding work. So hold on to that. Keep sending everything out. Be very diligent. I'm hearing you need to tweak something in what you're sending out. Whether this is, tweak, look at it. Have somebody else reread what you're sending out to people and get their perspective on it. There's one little thing that needs to be tweaked. And I'm going to tell you, they are like clapping their hands about this. It's perfect alignment, perfect timing, everything falling into place as it should. And I'm getting goosebumps on this, so I feel like this is going to be really good for you. Okay, sweetie?
Oh, thank you. And it's like a permanent?
I'm hearing start to finish. So I'm going to go with that's a yes. I'm going to go with that's a yes. And I'm going to go with you're going to love it. They're saying you're going to love it, phenomenal, great opportunity, take it. Don't hesitate. No matter what, don't hesitate, okay?
Oh, thank you. That makes me feel better.
You are so welcome. And I go make some miracles, tweak what you're sending out. And just know that they're watching out for you, and they're bringing the perfect alignment to it. This is all about alignment. What it's, you know, sometimes there's this perfect job, but it's not perfect for us. And sometimes there's what other people would think. But all I can say is there are perfect alignments and perfect energy matches. Yours is coming in. Be patient. Work on yourself. And just know this and whole, embrace it like a newborn baby, okay? Just embrace it because it's coming. And I just see people up there clapping their hands about this for you. It just like it's very celebratory. Whatever is coming in that 4 to 6 week mark, possibly 3, maybe you hear about it at the 3 week mark, but between 4 and 6 is when everything starts to come together for it, okay?
Wow. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome, and I look forward to hearing back from you about this. And next week you can call in with a question about love, okay?
Okay, will do. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you too, and have an amazing week. Okay, I'm going to go directly to the next caller with area code 951. And there's a couple 951s on here, so I'm going to say this is 9512. So hold on, your mic is, there we go. Hello, 951. How are
Hello.
You today? Hello,
hey,
how
good.
Are you? I'm sorry?
Great. It's Hello, it's Nathaniel calling in.
Hey, Nathaniel, I was just thinking about you the other day and how you're doing with your process. What's going on? Now, Nathaniel, for those who might not know, Nathaniel has been diagnosed with cancer and was struggling with his decision about he knows how he wants to handle it, but he's getting a lot of pushback from people who care about him about how they think he should handle it. So, Nathaniel, where are you with everything today?
Well, I'm a week post-surgery, so I had surgery a week ago today. So
Excellent.
I've been home from the hospital for a few days, and I'm taking it from there.
Awesome. Well, congratulations. I'm so happy to hear. How are you feeling?
Great.
Excellent. Excellent. So happy to hear that. So happy to hear that. So I just want to say I'm really happy that you touched base and you checked in. And did you have a specific question you wanted to ask today?
Do you see any financing coming in the next couple of months or so? Any big financing?
As soon as you said, do you see any financing coming in, I heard a yes. I feel like it might take more than a month, but less than... I feel like between 4 and 8 weeks. I feel like between 4 and 8 weeks, it's going to come in, which is the month of November. It could come right around that Thanksgiving time. It really could, but it might take a tad bit longer. And I feel like when this comes, it's going to be a big relief. Okay, it's going to be a huge relief. So just hold on to the fact that it's coming.
Okay.
And just embrace that, okay, love?
Okay, well, thanks a lot, Tony. Tony, you're super. I'll let you get some of your other callers. I'm sure you got quite a few.
Thank you so much, Nathaniel. And you've had an amazing day. Go make some miracles. Okay, everybody. I'm so happy when people, like when you're going through something, and I talk with you, like I sometimes, you know, many times, almost all the time, after the fact, I think, oh my gosh, what, I know everything's okay, because like they're like, don't worry, it's okay. But there's this human part of me that just says, oh my gosh, I wish I could get a check-in on them. I wish I could hear back and know that their situation is okay. So I'm so grateful when people call back in and let me know everything is working out well for them, and it's going good. And thank you so much, Nathaniel, for being that person that checks in and listens all the time. I'm going to go directly to the next caller, who is 239. Hello, 239. How are you today?
Hi, I'm good. Hi, Tony. My name is Lana. I'm calling from Florida.
Hey, and, how can I help you today?
My question is about love. Do you see my true love coming to me? And if so, anytime soon?
Okay. I'm asking a few questions about you first. Okay, just and I'm going. What I'm going to do. Okay, the question I asked, and my eyes just popped open, and I got a solid confirmation on this. Is there something stopping you or blocking you from a healthy, happy, loving relationship? And I get a really solid yes on that. So for you, anybody listening or re-listening, I'm clearing that now. So, you know, there are times when we feel like you are ready for love, you're really ready for love, and you want love very, very badly, but it seems like there's something in the way. That's what we're going to clear right now. And for anybody, and I recommend this one, you know, we've cleared already in this show being stuck, and then now for love and relationship, healthy and happy. So definitely listen and re-listen to this show just for those clearings. You know, there's a lot of things happening before the end of the year for everyone, just as a general. If we are ready to catapult forward before the end of the year, before the 1st of January, those changes can come in and they can happen now until and through January. I feel like you're going to meet, now listen to me carefully, and not me, but, you know, the angels that are coming through me, they're saying, listen to us carefully. You are going to meet somebody in November. You are going to be head over heels. You are going to believe this is the love of your life, and it is not.
Oh.
You are going to wait. There's more. It gets better. You are going to believe I or they were 100% wrong, and you're almost going to want to send me a very smug email or text about it. Just hold off. Just hold off for a couple weeks, because you're going to start to see red flags, and they want you to be very, very, very aware of those red flags. This person is coming in not as your permanent partner, but as a test. As a test. Are you willing to repeat the past, or are you willing to let go of the booby prize for the grand prize? Is the way they're saying it. Don't be too enamored. No, I love the way they say things. It just cracks my butt up. I wish I was that witty. You know, I just wish I was that witty. They're saying don't be enamored by the looks or the persona or the charisma of this person, because this person is very, very good at getting what they want when they want it. It's a beautiful way of saying manipulative and cunning. Okay?
Wow.
Within 2 weeks, you should be pretty well aware that this is not the right person. The question is, are you willing to let go of what is not to get what is? And will you believe what is about to pop in? Whatever goes on in November and or the next person you meet that's seemingly a solid relationship, go slow. Go slow. Don't give away the farm. And they mean physically, financially, and emotionally, do not give away the farm. Do not jump in as the savior. Let me help you. Step back. Okay? The next thing they're saying about this is if you're willing and able to step back by February and into March, you will be in a really, really good relationship. really good relationship with an amazing person. But you have to let go of what repeats itself to get to something new. You have to say, no, I deserve better than this. No, this isn't going to work. I'm letting go of the booby prize. I'm not going to take door number one. They gave me a chance to, like, decline the booby prize. The bum grimmobiles, what the heck is this? To get to the real prize, the grand prize. So just be willing to do that. Don't sacrifice yourself for somebody else. And they really want you to re-listen to this, especially around that November, mid to late November time, so that you know to be aware and to remember this. Because this is going to seem like the real deal on the cover, but the person coming in definitely has a very strong motive and agenda. Very good at working.
Wow.
Their motive and their agenda. You won't even see it coming. So please, 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 please just remember this and proceed with caution is their final message on that one.
All right.
Proceed
well, that's quite a message.
But you know what's beautiful about this? People often say to me, I don't want to hear bad news. I don't want to hear, but this isn't bad news. This is a beautiful warning to save you possibly some financial stuff, some emotional stuff, some heart stuff, and to know that, you know what, this is just a bump in the road that I have to step on and get over. And then in that February, March time, there's going to be somebody so much better and so much more in alignment with what I deserve and what I want in love. And that's that's there's nothing more magnificent than that.
This is about, thank you so much. I see this is about trust, which is, I've been working on this. So I appreciate the message very much.
Absolutely. Let me do one more thing before you go, not only for you, but everybody listening and re-listening to this. We have trust issues, and I get a yes, and so let's clear that. Now, just because we trust somebody, that doesn't mean, again, we give away the farm. We also trust our intuition, and we trust our instincts that say, I shouldn't have to do this. If you truly are interested in me as a person, none of this is put on the table. And this isn't about me. This is about what you want on the table. And I want you to remember that statement. Separate yourself from the rest of it. And go, you know, in the beginning of a relationship, I shouldn't be putting this out. I shouldn't be doing this. Even in the end of a relationship, by this point in our lives, men should be pretty much together. And if they're not, I don't care what their reasoning is. Well, go get yourself together and then come back. Go get yourself together and then come back. We're at a point in our life. We're feeling sorry for a minute and trying to fix them and take care of them and bring them up to speed. If they're not, believe me, women before us have tried and failed. So this is a conscious choice the men are making. Okay. So, oh my goodness. These messages today are pretty bold. That's all I'm going to say. They're very honest, and I love that. Love it, love it. Okay, but besides, if we wanted a boy, we'd have a boy. We want men. We want put together men, right? A good man.
Yes. Yeah.
Not a bad boy.
Thank you very much.
We're done with bad boys. Yeah. Okay, sweetie, you have an amazing week, and I look forward to hearing back from you on all of this, okay?
Okay, I will do that. Thank you very much. God bless you. Thank you.
God bless, and absolutely my pleasure. Okie dokie. Let's go to 954. Hold on. 954, how are you today?
Oh, okay. Thank you for taking my call, Tony. I'm going through a very difficult financial situation, and it just seems like the more that goes wrong, the more that is happening. And it's also affecting my ability to get my car fixed. And right now I'm trying to possibly look into some cheaper housing. I'm trying all aspects. Right now nothing seems to be moving.
So right now there's a lot more going out than coming in. You feel very stuck.
Yes.
And let's just work on finances. First, I'm going to do a clearing on finances for you, everybody listening, anybody re-listening. Let's just clear up those finances. So the statement I get is there's never enough money. And that's the mantra of your life, right? That's the mantra of most people's life. There's just never enough. And it's not only money, but love and support and help. There's just never enough. So I'm just going to go with, we're going to just not clear the whole blanket today. We're going to clear a patch of that blanket with, and again, please call back next week and let's do there's never enough love. But right now today, we're going to work on lack and never enough finances. So let's clear that. And instantly that hits me in the throat, it hits me in the chest, and it hits me in the sternum, like the whole upper part of my body is just like trying to catch its breath, because that's how you feel. There's just never enough, and you're always being sucker punched. Now, I'm going to tell you in about a week, there's going to be a bit of relief. They're asking you to change the way you think and feel about money. It's so easy to get. It is. And which right now sounds like you want to hang up on me, but don't. Because once we change the way we believe about things, what happens changes also, okay? So I want you to make two statements throughout the day today and the rest of the week. I want you to say, I am allowing all good to come to me. And if you don't have a pen to write this down, just re-listen to the show. Clear again. I am allowing all good to come to me. And then I want you to make the statement, I am allowing God to bring all to me. And God only brings good, right? Now you need to know, like you need to know, like you need to know, like you need to know. You need to remember you are a divine child of God. And you have angels around you since before you came in. They've been with you during every incarnation. They will remain with you until your last and beyond your last incarnation. And I am going to tell you those angels are there specifically to help you in times of distress, even not in times of distress. I want you to say, the better it gets, the better it gets. The more I have, the more I get. And you have so much right now. Compare yourself to a child in Ethiopia. Compare yourself to a child in Guatemala. Look at what's going on throughout this world, and then embrace all of the goodness and the beautiful place that God has put you in this world, and build from that knowing that you are cared for divinely, beautifully, and there is nothing, nothing, nothing in this world that can touch you except for God. And then let God touch you and bring you all the beautiful things that you want and need. Call on your angels, work from that space, and trust me, trust me, trust me. In a week, there's going to be something. In a month, there's going to be a little bit more. And then from there, it's going to go. Okay?
So it will gradually get better then to the year.
It is going to get better, and it's going to trickle to a flood.
Oh,
okay,
good.
Love? Yes, yes.
That sounds
hold that
great.
And go with it. Beautiful.
All right.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you very much for that reading.
Absolutely, my pleasure. I'll be praying for you.
Thank you. Many blessings to you.
Hello?
Thank you. And also to you. Okay. okay, I'm sorry, 630, I clicked on you, but I have like 14 seconds, so please call back next week. I want to thank everybody for listening. Please call in next Monday at noon if you did not get through, and if you did get through, I will happily give more clearings and answer questions next week.